Hey, it's Katie Moran. Here's your heartfelt lift. Today I'm here with.
Harry Non-Shams.
Thank you so much for coming on. The question I have for you today is, what do you do when you get disconnected from your inner strength?
Yeah, I think it's important to look at what causes us to become disconnected from our inner strength in the first place. What I see typically among people is times of significant transition or change. That could be divorce, it could be loss, really, of any kind. It could be entering into a new chapter of your life where your identity is shifting significantly. In those points, we often lose sight of who we are, who we've thought ourselves to be, and it can create significant internal stress, turmoil, and it's an important time to look at yourself because there's actually great wisdom that can be found in these times of challenge, if only we can tune in to find that wisdom.
I love that so much. So, how can people tune into that wisdom?
Yeah. Really, this is the journey of returning to your essence, returning to your inner knowing. If we think about it, when we're in times of significant turmoil or change, right? It might not even feel like turmoil. It's just like, wow, my whole life is up in the air and I don't know what to do. I don't have any anchor. If we think about that, we feel groundless, right? Because change of any kind makes us feel groundless. It shakes our identity. So we have to come back to our essence. Our essence is essentially the anchor within us. It is the anchor that you can always rely on because the truth is, your life, like your job, even your family members, your hobbies, they are not your anchor. They are significant parts of your life. They influence you tremendously and you influence them, but they do not make up your essence. There is a need to come back to your innermost self. And that's hard for a lot of us in general, not to mention in times of change or challenge, because most of us haven't really ever done that in the first place. A lot of us haven't ever looked at who we are at our core. Most of us have just been busy living and surviving and trying to accomplish and achieve in life. So, to answer your question at baseline, how do we come back to that inner self and how do we find our inner strength? Well, in general, it is the process of embracing your essence once and for all. And there are steps, I've boiled it down to three steps really, that people can take to walk that journey back to their essence.
Can you tell me about those three steps?
Yeah, definitely. So, firstly, it's so important to have a connection to your body-based wisdom. Your intuition, right, which is like your internal GPS, always guiding you in the right direction. Your intuition lives in your body. It's through felt sensation. We know it as that gut instinct, right? But how often have all of us overridden that gut instinct with what we think we should do? And it's in retrospect that we're like, oh, shoot, that wasn't right. So, number one step is you have to reconnect to your body's intelligence. What this body-based wisdom work does is it helps you connect to your inner knowing and it helps reset your nervous system. When you are going through difficult times, you are thrown into a stress response. Whether you realize it or not, you just are, which means your nervous system is firing out of stress. It's going to make it very hard for you to think clearly. It's going to make it very hard for you to make calm, rational decisions. You might act out of impulse or get completely stalled. Like, I can't even think about what to do. This is where body-based wisdom work comes into play. So, I always say to people, you need nervous system restoration. And the way that I teach that is through somatics, specifically somatic yoga. So, that's step number one. Step number two is to decondition your mind. Now, this feels like a huge topic to people, like it's kind of daunting, but it really doesn't have to be. The process of deconditioning your mind is simply taking some time to look at what are the things in my life, the pressure, the people that are influencing my thought process the most, and learning how to recognize what those influential voices are, but not always give in to them, right? Because again, it's in times of change, times of turmoil, where it's the people around us who are always saying, well, this is what you should do, or you can't do that, or you need to stop this. And all of that just becomes noise that keeps you stuck. So we have to decondition, meaning we have to clear out all of that noise. And again, there is a process to this that's way more straightforward than it seems. And I walk people through that process alongside that body-based nervous system work. So as if you can kind of imagine this three-step process as like, okay, I'm getting my body calm again. I'm clearing all out all of that stress and anxiety that keeps me from being able to make decisions and think clearly. At the same time, I'm learning how to clear out my mind so I'm not so influenced by the people who maybe love me, maybe they want the best for me, but they are not really me. And I can, in that way, learn how to hear the voice of my inner knowing. I can remember my inner strength as I do that. Now, the third component is community. So, as I was just saying, all of us have people in our life, or it might just be general voices of society. You know, social media might be influencing you on what you should do through this time. But those people don't know you, they don't know you in depth. And so, having a community of people who are on the same page, meaning they are maybe in a similar place, or they're maybe a couple steps ahead, but they speak this language. They also are in the process of getting connected to their nervous system, getting connected to their authentic self. When you're in a community with them, they can support you, encourage you, and reflect back to you important pieces of wisdom that otherwise get lost when we are just on our own trying to figure it out. Or when we're surrounded by the people who have always been in our head, like our parents or our siblings or our spouse or our pastor or whomever it is. The point is, you need these three things. You need a calm body. You need a calm mind, because that is the only way the voice of your inner strength, your inner knowing, is going to rise up through you as clear guidance. And then you need a community, a conscious community of fellow seekers to help hold you in this space that can feel very vulnerable and very uncertain. When you have those three pieces working together, you have an integrated system that is going to get you through that time of challenge, that time of change, and it is going to help you remember who you are at your essence. And that is what inner strength is. Inner strength is knowing who we are at our essence and being able to live by it.
That's so powerful. Tell me about your upcoming offering that has to do with this.
Absolutely. I a couple times a year offer an online program, so anybody can join it from anywhere in the world, really. And you come into this intimate cohort of people who are going through something like what we've just described, their version of a life change. It could be divorce. It could be I'm entering into retirement and I'm scared. It could be I've just become a mother, or my kids have just left the home and my identity is entirely shifting. I'm at a complete crossroads because my spouse just left me. Whatever it is, this program holds you and walks you through these three steps that I've just outlined systematically. So it's not overwhelming. It's not scary. It's not confusing. You're guided through it step by step. And in the meantime, you are just blossoming inside a community. So by the end of this program, you are truly a transformed version of yourself because you have established your inner voice. You have reconnected to your body's wisdom and you have found your truth. So, Courageous Comeback is available again a couple times a year. It's hosted online and it's really one of those programs that's going to guide you into your next chapter, your next stage of evolution. If it's okay, I'd love to share a little story from this
Yes,
program.
please.
Okay, I had a woman join this program, and when she started, she's like, "Look, I've been in therapy for a long time. I've been in couples counseling with my husband. I don't know if there is anything that can help me at this point. And I just feel so stuck, so lost." And in that first conversation, she was trying so hard to stay, keep it together, I guess you could say, but the tears just started to pour from her eyes, and I could just feel how exhausted she was. So she really took a leap of faith and joined this program. And what she said at the end of this program, which is just a few months long, she said, "Without this program, the teachings of the program, and the other people inside of it, I would not have had the clarity and the self-trust to do what I had known for years I needed to do in that marriage, but I just didn't trust myself. I was so consumed with the other voices in my head." So I remember it was the final call of this program. She got on there and she was glowing. She was giddy. And she said, "I know what I need to do. I am filing for divorce. I am moving out. I am freeing myself from this marriage." Now, for her, that was the right step. That doesn't mean that that's the right step for everybody. Actually, everybody who goes through this program has different results, but it is that level of impact where you come into this space and you will be moved through this process of truly accelerated, intentional deep healing. So you are very clear. It's like crystal clear in your mind. This is what needs to happen next. So I invite you to think about what could change in your life. If you stepped into a space where you were held, you were nurtured, seen for who you truly are, and had the chance to come back courageously in your life.
And what can someone do if they miss the deadline?
Yeah, just reach out to me. I would
Awesome.
love to chat with you. I just really like to kind of call you into the community. We'll chat, we'll find out what works best for you, and it's never too late. So don't hold back in reaching out.
It's so incredible that you're doing this. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you.